This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're back with Generation Next. It's 7:15. I'm Maddie.
I'm Eleanor.
Hello. And Eleanor wanted some old school Green Day on the playlist tonight.
I'm a bit of a sucker for Green Day. I've had a crush on Billy Joe for like 10 years. Don't hate. It's
what
great.
Would we hate?
I just want to share a little bit of trivia about that song, actually. That one was... The singer was... he was interested in this girl who was a really outspoken feminist, and she wrote a poem, and he wrote a song based on the poem, and I think that's really cute.
Awesome. Anyway, one of the things we've been thinking about lately is, well, you're finishing up your time at high school.
Yeah, I'm actually, my last day of school ever is this Wednesday. Scared noises.
But yeah, you've done your 6 years at high school and you're ready to start a whole new adventure at uni.
Well, for a given value of ready.
As in it will be happening, so you just sort of have to...
So I have to accept it, yeah, pretty much.
So that goes on to being queer, being LGBTIQ in both a high school environment and a uni environment.
Yeah.
And because you're about like 6 years, you're 6 years behind me school-wise, which makes me feel really old. And I was thinking, when I was at high school, the idea of having a queer straight alliance or anything like that was just unfathomable. Mm. Like, it also may have been that I went to, you know, a religious private school.
Yeah.
But at that time, the thought was just like, no way would that ever fly, even though there was one openly gay teacher.
One.
And in my year level, I knew of two or three out queer people other than myself.
Well, I mean, something that I've always noticed, you know, just in general in the queer community, there's always been queer people around. It's just a lot of the time they've been too scared of judgment to, you know, really be themselves. And I'd agree that's something that's changed over the past few years, I think, or at least it's starting to change.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously, depending on where you are, but, you know, that it change is coming slowly. Basically, I don't know, like, my school doesn't actually have any kind of QSA. It just, we've tried it before and it just never really took off. But my school is actually part of the Safe Schools Coalition.
Woo!
Yay. So basically...
school is in Northcote.
It's in Northcote, yeah.
How could it not be?
Yeah, true. My principal is... my principal's gay. She's fabulous. She has questionable taste in shirts, but she's amazing. No, but the main reason I really wanted to go on this topic is because, you know, especially when you're in high school, there can be a lot of people that, you know, they come out with homophobic abuse, and a lot of the time they don't even mean it. Like, they don't seriously mean it, but, you know, it's because they're not thinking, and they just, you know, they're coming from their position where they're straight, you know, they're young boys, they feel like they can say what they want, and it's really hard to speak up against that. And basically, today it was discovered that there was graffiti that essentially used homophobic slurs from around the school this weekend, and... And there was I was overhearing discussions in class, and, you know, we were talking about it. And I'm going, well, you know, I don't care whether or not they mean it in a derogatory sense. It's still really wrong, and it's hard. And it was really hard to explain that. So I feel like that's something that can be definitely a struggle in a school environment.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also what I found a lot of people say is, "Oh, homophobic slur doesn't mean gay anymore. Yeah. It just means bad." You know, language evolves and all that. But they're like, you know, gay used to mean happy, but, you know, it's not your choice to decide. Oh, this word isn't oppressive anymore because I say it's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there's been too much abuse in the past centered around things like that, and they're really sensitive topics, and just like any other sensitive topic, sometimes you kind of have to tiptoe around it if you're not well-versed in it.
Yeah. One thing, just thinking about high school, one thing that actually really helped me, year 11, went to the school library, found Tipping the Velvet. I'm not sure if I'm assuming the librarian had never read it, because it gets quite explicit at points, but it was actually like this really good lesbian story, and also Fingersmith, but I already owned a copy of that, but it did mean that I had... Like, my favourite book, Fingersmith, is one of my top three favourite books of all time. I love the hell out of it. I think I had that on loan for most of the year. I remember we actually went to Monash for a German poetry contest because I was one of the cool kids, lovely. Clearly. And I was reading Tipping the Velvet on the bus home, which meant someone asked, so what are you reading? And I'm sort of like, how do I explain
Where
this?
Where do I start?
But yeah, with queer books in the school library was a huge, huge help.
Yeah, that's a really good starting point.
Yeah.
You know, just a lot of the time it's just a case of, you know, seeing, getting recognition just through whatever means you can. And I mean...
And we will be talking about this a little later with our talk about queer media and its importance.
Yeah, exactly. And something that I've noticed is it's spreading even more around my school is things like posters, like the Gender is Not Uniform project has just popped up around the school. And I'm going, that's really great to see. You know, it's for people like me and people who may be feeling a little more isolated than I do. That's just a really great positive step.
Yeah, those are awesome. I wish they'd been around when I was in high school, and I wish that people at my school would have not torn them down, which I'm sure they would have. Because even things like when I was in year 10 in the school science labs, I once got pulled aside and said, just going to get like some photos for the walls of examples of things not to do. So there was just a photo of me looking guilty holding a can of drink. And then it got like devil horns drawn on it and stuff like that. So it's like they just liked one gay person that much.
Yeah.
So I won the posters would be the...
defaced. Okay. But I mentioned the Safe Schools Coalition. Basically, if you don't know what that is, it's there's a whole group of schools that have signed up to this program that has said basically... if you experience any kind of discrimination based on sexuality or gender identity, you can complain to the Safe Schools Coalition and, you know, they'll sit down with the school and go, this is not on. I mean, not all schools are a part of it, but a lot of them are. And I was surprised to find out that mine was like, it wasn't something that was advertised or anything. So definitely look into that if you're feeling oppressed, particularly if it's by the school administration.
Yeah. What I found when it came towards the end of year 12, I got more comfortable with calling people out.
Mm.
Because earlier on, I was just like, I'm not saying anything. I remember, again, I think it was on the same bus trip back from Monash. One guy was just, you know, gay this and gay that and homophobic slur this and homophobic slur that.
Yeah.
So I think I just turned to him, hey, Mark, shut
That's
the F
okay.
up.
Exactly.
And just went back to my book. Given that at that point, I was seen as a person who just didn't talk. I think I stunned a few people, but it's okay to call people out.
And if you don't feel comfortable doing that, you know, if you don't feel like you have that stable confidence, that's okay too. Just remember that it is okay to go, no, that's not all right. You to come out in public and say, that's not okay. You can't do that.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. And think about the uni environment. It's much, much different to high school in a lot of ways. And I think one of the best things is that most unis will have a queer organisation and probably a queer room on campus.
Like a safe space.
Yes. Yeah. And they'll usually have a bookshelf and they'll have a few computers. And the one at Melbourne Uni has a giant basket of knitting wool, which is fun.
Perfect.
And there's often things like discussion groups in there, or it's just a place you can go and chill and sort of recharge a bit, both physically, you know, both in terms of yourself and your phone, and you can chat with people, or you can just hang out and say, look, just need
some
to chill
moment.
A bit.
Yeah. And also just remember, guys, girls, non-binary people, everyone, you can't be discriminated against at your school events. You know, if your school has a deb or a formal, they can't stop you bringing a same-sex partner or wearing what you want. They might try, but, you know, you can make a stink about it, make a fuss, complain and let people know that, you know,
it's
this is what your school's doing. And people will jump to your side.
Yeah, you see it in the media, like semi-regularly, young people saying, look, I'm not allowed to take my partner to my formal, or I'm not allowed to wear a dress to my formal, and this isn't okay.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if you get the word out there, it can change. You know, definitely don't take your schools as the last final word on it, because that's absolutely not on, and you can definitely fight against that. Like my friend earlier this year, Kiana, wanted to take a same-sex person to her school's deb and they wouldn't let her. So you know what, she actually came down to Joy to talk and to, you know, let people know that it was that this was what was going on and that she felt incredibly upset about it, you know, totally natural. And then the schools apologized and they kind of got egg on their face now. So it's turned right around on the schools as their problems.
Make a bit of a stink.
Exactly.
You're within your right to make a bit of a stink.
And your school's not going to expel you or suspend you. And if they do, you know what? That's just more ammunition. I mean, I know that's horrible. You don't want to get, you're not going to get suspended. It's okay. But just remember, you know, You do have a right to be who you are and to express yourself. And
yeah, definitely. And you
people can't stop you even if they try.
You spend a third of your waking hours at school. They shouldn't be ones in which you're scared.
Exactly.
We're talking more after this about about media, about queer books, queer films, queer TV shows, both specifically and what's that word? Representation. That's the word. I totally lost my vocabulary for a moment in your mainstream media.
Yeah.
So remember, you can text us in at 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. You can also tweet us, #GenerationNext, and we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.